I'm going to read from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Just thinking of these words, dress me, and what a wonder I am. That's the sentence that I want to unpack with you this evening. Dress me, and what a wonder I am. The Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. As God's fellow workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. For he says, in the time of my favor, I heard you, and in the day of salvation, I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. I know that it's sometimes quite difficult to remember sermons. So I'm going to give you the meaning of Good Friday in 7 words. God with us, Christ died for us. Maybe you could take that away and think about it. God with us, Christ died for us. When we think about the cross and we see Jesus hanging on the cross, some people think, well, that's barbaric, that someone would have to die in order that others could be set free. Like a helpless victim. God with us, Christ died for us. God with us as on the cross. The scripture tells us tonight that God was in Christ, reconciling us to himself. It's God's idea. It's God who's in Christ. And Christ died for us. What a difficult concept that is for many people to grasp. And even if we've grasped it a little, it still causes us to wonder what that really means, that someone could die in our place. Someone could be a substitute. And what this scripture tells us tonight in verse 21 is that God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. That we have the sin, Jesus has no sin. He has the righteousness, we have no righteousness. And he takes our sin and he gives us his righteousness. What an amazing swap that is. The greatest swap in all of history. We think that this hand here represents you and me. That all of us have sinned. All of us have fallen short of God's glory. And there are sins that we know are particular to our own lives. But all of us, no matter who we are, know that we've fallen short. And the scriptures tell us in Isaiah 59 that our sins have separated us from God. All these wrong thoughts, all these wrong actions, all these things undone. Having communion with a holy and perfect God is impossible because of our sins, which are separating us from Him. And this hand here represents Jesus, who's perfect in every way, who's obedient, who's pure, who's kind, who's... He fulfills the law perfectly. He never puts a foot wrong, even in his thoughts, in his actions. And he's in perfect relationship with God because there is no barrier. There is no barrier. And the scripture tells us in Isaiah 53, verse 6, that all we like sheep have gone astray, and each of us has turned to our own way, but the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. God has laid on him our sins. And look where that leaves us tonight. Look where that leaves us. Free to have communion with God. Free to have friendship with him. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. You can think of it as a glorious exchange that Christ gives us his righteousness and he takes our sin. And this righteousness is no condemnation. Fully accepted. Totally forgiven. He clothes us with his righteousness. But look what it cost him. He was stripped naked. He was beaten, he was bruised, he was humiliated. The perfect, sinless, dear Son of God for us. And it was God, the God who we have relationship with, it was God that was in Christ. God with us. Christ dying for us, taking the penalty, becoming a sin offering. Why would he do that? Because he loves us and he longs to bring us home. How wonderful it is to be reconciled. Often in this life, reconciliations are never fully perfect, are they? Especially in coronavirus times. But what we're offered here is a perfect reconciliation. He even says in the letter to the Hebrews that we are such close family that Jesus, we can call him our brother. We are brought into the family of God. And this scripture is talking about reconciliation. The word reconciliation appears 5 times in these short verses. Homecoming. So what is my takeaway for you tonight? Well, there's these seven words, which is God with us, Christ died for us. But there's also two things that we're asked to do in this passage. The first one is God making his appeal to us tonight. Be reconciled to God. Jesus has removed the barrier through his death on the cross. There is nothing to stop us coming to him if we trust in his death for us. Be reconciled to God. And do not turn the gift away. It's a gift freely offered to us. Don't turn the gift away. The exact words from the scripture is, I urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. And we can just have that honest time with the Lord. And there'll be time for that as we take communion, to talk to him, to get real with him, and to enjoy his company. It's not always about confession. It's also about enjoyment of his presence. It's about love. It's about praise. Wherever you are with your relationship with God tonight, have that honest time with him, because he is a Father who is waiting. We all know the parable of the prodigal son, the Father who longs for us to come home. And communion is one of the ways that God encourages us to come home, to remember his death, to remember the grace, to receive the grace, and to be clothed by his grace. Doug's going to sing.